Hello and welcome to another edition of the Shropshire Star's Sunday Supplement, a chance to look back at some of the stories which have been in the headlines for the past 7 days and preview what we'll be talking about in our paper and hopefully around the county for the coming week. My name's Carl Jones and I'm joined in the studio today by the man who's becoming a regular on our podcast, business and travel editor, Tom Kennedy. And for particular good reason today, because of course the one story which will be dominating the headlines from Wednesday is the budget, isn't it, when the Chancellor stands up. Is it 12:30 on Wednesday to tell us all the bad news?
Yep, to give us all a bit of light relief in the middle of next week. It's going to be plenty to talk about by sort of 1:30 on Wednesday afternoon anyway. So I think the one thing that's going to be on everybody's lips and everyone's going to be listening out for anyway is going to be fuel duty, because it's a hot topic at the moment. It costs you best part of 60-70 quid to fill up your car, and I think everybody wants to see a bit of relief in that area, but whether it'll come or not is another issue altogether, isn't it?
There's a limit, isn't there, to what they can actually do, because I saw in the headlines a couple of days ago Ed Balls and the opposition were understandably trying to drag up a bit of a political storm, suggesting that they really reduce VAT on fuel to maybe 17.5%, but of course the EU won't let us do that, will it? So George Osborne's not got a great deal of manoeuvre, has he?
No, I mean, any reduction is going to be fairly minimal, isn't it? And it's a case of holding things back in the future rather than knocking money off the cost of it now. I think part of the issue is going to be to do with the fuel duty that goes on top of it, on top of the price ahead of inflation. So I don't think anyone should be expecting to suddenly see the price of petrol plummeting back below a pound, which probably did about 20 years ago. It seems like such a long time ago since that.
It seems like I can just about remember paying, I think it was 30-odd pence a litre, I can vaguely remember when I was first starting to fill up my car. But because another story that's been in the headlines this week, which has shown just the strength of public feeling, is the Shropshire man who started the Facebook site trying to get this April Fuel Day going, where the idea being that everyone boycotts the filling stations on April the 1st, and it's just gone. It's gone national. It's a huge number of followers now.
Hundreds of thousands of people following that now.
Yeah. Absolutely, and it's great. I mean, you can see it shows the sense of anger about the whole situation. But these people will still need to fill up their cars because it's a lifestyle choice, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, people have to get about, and I mean, frankly, you look at the price of using the train to get anywhere, and relatively speaking, it's still good value to use your car. But it certainly doesn't feel like it when you're going to the petrol pump, filling up your tank and getting a 60 quid bill at the end of it.
And bizarrely, probably all the fuel stations will be able to do is save a bit of overtime pay on their staff if nobody's going to be filling up on April the 1st, so it may even save them some money. You've been looking at what Shropshire businesses are hoping for or expecting or dreading, haven't you, for a projection on Tuesday?
I have, yeah. To go in the business supplement, we've been having a bit of a closer look at what's going to be going on in the budget and what Shropshire businesses are hoping for. It's a wide variety of different issues have been flagged up by our many different business people. Obviously, fuel's been among them. Encouraging growth in small businesses is a hot topic, and helping encourage lending at a local level. Obviously, people talk about entrepreneurs as being the people to get us out of trouble, but they need some encouragement and help to be able to get us to be able to start the engine and get us going, really. So that's quite a big issue that a lot of people have been focusing on. We've got a lot of different views coming through on Tuesday, and a chance to see them all in Tuesday's business supplement.
How worried do you think the Shropshire business community actually is about the situation at the moment? I mean, you get so many leaks about what's coming out in the budget these days, don't you? I remember when I used to cover the budget in years gone by, you had a blank sheet of paper the morning before, and it all appeared. But now there's all sorts of coordinated leaks, isn't there? And the Sunday Press, no doubt, what you're sitting down with this morning, there'll be bits and pieces in there. And do you get the impression that that they're worried something will really take them by surprise on Wednesday?
I didn't get that feeling. I mean, you tend to see, don't you, that there's certain things that people hope for, and they'll flag up and they'll try and agitate for as much as anything else. But you don't get the feeling that anybody's bracing themselves for a sudden thud, a huge shock that's coming their way. I think, you know, the way people have been talking over the last week or so about what we could see in the budget will probably prove to be fairly accurate.
Well, in later editions of the Shropshire Star on Wednesday, we'll be bringing you a couple of pages of full reaction and all the headlines to the budget, where I guarantee there'll be at least one business person who says, I don't want to comment at the moment because the devil will be in the detail and I want to read the small print. There's always someone who says that, isn't there? And it is to an extent true, isn't it, when you actually have to plough through all the documentation to see the little tricks that have been played politically by both parties. They always do, don't they?
So. Well, once it's been on Wednesday, and we'll have our initial responses, and we'll be hopefully looking at it in greater depth as and when we get the chance over the course of the week. So.
Excellent. Well, that's one to look out for, the later editions of Wednesday's Shropshire Star. Now, one of the other big business stories, I guess, over the past week has been at the Telford International Centre, where there was a big topping out ceremony of a building that didn't have a top on it. Was that right?
Yes, it's the new type of topping out ceremony, where we start to put a top on something and then we'll put the rest of the top on it later on. But I was there at the International Centre yesterday, where we had quite an interesting announcement, as well as the topping out ceremony. We had the announcement that Telford is to receive a new multi-screen cinema as part of the redevelopment. I know it's something that had been talked about to an extent before, but now we've got a number of the big business, cinema chains around the country are interested in coming into Telford, and we could end up with a new cinema coming onto the redevelopment as part of the Southwater project.
And this presumably, of course, Telford's got a 10-screen cinema already. Mm-hmm. I imagine the staff at the Odeon were particularly interested to hear about that when it broke on Thursday. But presumably the feeling is that they need a bigger cinema because they're expecting a larger nighttime economy and more leisure visitors coming into town.
That's right. The numbers are looking at the moment, we're receiving about 200,000 people coming through the International Centre for Conferences each year. The theory is that all the extensions and work that's being done in Telford is going to double that, so we could end up with 400,000 people in the town each year, all looking for things to do at the night time. And if you haven't got a big cinema to occupy them, or you haven't got the bars and restaurants to occupy them, then they're maybe not going to want to come back for another conference later on. So it all works together, and we could see the theory is that we'll get a lot more people spending a lot more money in Telford.
Which is why obviously the International Centre and the Council and the Shopping Centre are all sort of working together on this, aren't they? Is the idea that the cinema would be in that sort of area that's currently under development between the International Centre and the existing shopping centre, is that?
I believe so, yes. It's just towards what I'd call the back of the shopping centre. It's at the very kind of back end of town, away from the M54. Although that's all subject to change because of the nature of the planning application.
That's where they're draining the lake and looking at making a few starting signs, right, on the whole development, isn't it?
So,
yeah. Well, you, like me, are a big cinema goer, aren't you?
Whenever I get the chance,
So I guess you'd be quite keen to pop along and have a look at that. Have you seen any decent movies recently?
Recently, no, I haven't been to the cinema for a couple of weeks yet, but I know there's a few coming out in the next week or so that I'm looking forward to seeing. Battle Los Angeles, not among them, may I add.
We were talking earlier, weren't we, about the frustration at this time of year, where you get some critically acclaimed movies which are opening on the London circuit, and then we come to Shropshire and find actually they're not opening in our county. And it's always frustrating me in the sort of January, February, March period, where we get the big Oscar nominated movies, we don't get them because they're not seen to attract a big audience until they win an award. And it is frustrating, isn't it? Because you end up going to the more art house cinemas, which is why places like the Old Market Hall in Shrewsbury have taken off, and because in Wolverhampton there's a couple.
I mean, the Lighthouse in Wolverhampton does well, doesn't it? And you've got your share dotted around Shropshire with the little local initiatives. But it'd be nice to see some of the bigger cinemas actually jump on the bandwagon and grasp the nettle, as it were, and actually bring in some more interesting movies.
Well, and if we get a cinema with way more than 10 screens in Telford, they've got no excuse for not showing them, have they?
I mean, you can't imagine that they could really stretch Transformers 5 Revenge of the Robots out over 6 or 7 screens, could you?
Tell me not, although I seem to remember Police Academy 28 was on at least 3 or 4 of them a few years back, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Mission at Shrewsbury, that one, wasn't it?
Absolutely, that's right. Now, talking of cinema, of course, cinema is at the heart of one of the big developments we've got in the Shropshire Star next week, because on Friday we're launching a brand new entertainment supplement called The Ticket. 16 pages of music, of cinema, of DVDs, of theatre reviews, nightclubs and comedy, which is looking not just at Shropshire and Mid Wales, but taking in some of the big venues across the Wolverhampton and the Black Country area as well, which sort of proves the point that, you know, when you've got something that's worth going to, people will travel. A lot of people from Shropshire go to certainly the LG Arena and over to the Grand Theatre, and the comedy circuit over in Birmingham is huge as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, and you'd hope that people from Black Country, when they see something worth coming to in Shropshire, will we come in the opposite direction as well?
I think a lot of people do, don't they? I mean, they see, maybe at the moment they see Shropshire as a place to go and have a weekend family day out, whereas Shropshire people see the Black Country in Wolverhampton as a place to go for nighttime entertainment, whether it's at the Civic Hall or at Birmingham. But our ticket supplement is a new regular weekly supplement. 16 pages will be launched as on Friday. And in the first launch issue, we've also got a really good competition, a chance to win some tickets and a VIP pass to an event called Alton Towers Live, which is a summer music extravaganza in June, where on the bill are the likes of JLS, McFly, The Saturdays and Eliza Doolittle. So if the budget is too strict on us on Wednesday and you can't afford your ticket, well, get hold of our entertainment supplement next Friday and you've got a chance to win one. Thanks for joining us on our podcast today, and we'll be back. I'm sure Tom will be back next week because he's always here.
Invariably.
We'll be back to chew over the budget and catch up on some of the other big issues. We'll see you soon.